Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. First Nighter. This is your host, John Batchelder, welcoming you to your theater of hits. It's almost curtain time. Shall we go right in? This way, please. Here are your orchestra seats for the best in Broadway musicals, performed by the United States Marine Band under the direction of Lieutenant Colonel William F. Santelman and presented by the men and women of the United States Marine Corps. For this performance, we bring you the musical hit of 1947, Brigadoon. Rather unusual fact about Brigadoon is that the same team who wrote the music and lyrics also wrote the book, while the usual practice is to adapt a book written by a third writer. The writers are the composer Fred Lowe and the writer of the book and lyrics, Alan J. Lerner. In Brigadoon are all the elements of the land of the bluebell, the purple heather, and the craggy, misty highlands of the Scotland of old. Here, in this delightful fantasy, is the Scotland of the Stuarts and the Campbells, the rich colors of Scottish tartans, and the wild, lusty gaiety of the Highland dancers. Brigadoon tells the story of a miracle made possible by love and faith. A town and its people vanish, and then reappear every 100 years. This wonderful musical was later made into a motion picture and starred Gene Kelly, Dan Johnson, and Sid Therese. So much for the background, for I see the house lights are now dimming. Colonel Santelman has entered from stage left and is approaching the podium. He lifts his baton and we hear the first act of Fred Lowe and Alan J. Lerner's delightful Brigadoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel Saddleman and gentlemen of the Marine Band, for a truly sparkling performance of the first act of Brigadoon. We'll be hearing from you again shortly with the second and concluding act. But right now, it's time for a brief intermission. Shall we go into the outer lobby? And during intermission, I have a program note of interest to young men. You've probably seen United States Marines rise and stand at rigid attention whenever they hear the playing of the Marines' hymn. Marines have been doing this for generations, whether it be a leatherneck grown gray in service or a recruit fresh from boot camp. Their instant reaction to that music is symbolic of the pride they have in their corps and in themselves as Marines. Pride has been a hallmark of the Marine Corps since its beginning in the War for American Independence. Whether fighting for American freedom at Tripoli or at Guadalcanal, or guarding the United States mail during the wave of mail robberies in the 1920s, Marines have prided themselves in their ability to get the job done. Their combat and training records have proven time and time again that this pride is well-founded. So, young men, if you too want to feel that pride of accomplishment, that pride of ability to do a good job when the need arises, be a volunteer. Be a Marine. Visit your local Marine Corps recruiter for complete details.
Second act beginning immediately.
Now let's return to our seats. Here we are, and just in time. The house lights dim. Colonel Saddleman raises his baton, and we hear the concluding act of Brigadoon. And this concludes Fred Lowe and Alan J. Lerner's Brigadoon, as performed for you by the United States Marine Band under the baton of Lieutenant Colonel William F. Settleman. This program was brought to you transcribed by the men and women of the United States Marine Corps through special arrangement with Sam Fox Publishing Company, Incorporated. For that extra punch that spells success when the going is rough, it's the United States Marines. The reason is Marine training. Whether it's recruit training at Parris Island or San Diego, or advanced training at Camp Lejeune or Camp Pendleton, it's leadership training. Every Marine is a potential leader, and as such, he is trained to perform the duties of even more responsible jobs than his own. Marine esprit de corps is real, alive. It's a tradition with these men of the Leatherneck Corps. So for membership in an outfit respected and admired the world over, for outstanding leadership training, join the United States Marines. Today, write, call, or visit the Marine recruiter nearest you and learn what it means to be a Marine. You'll be proud to bear the title of United States Marine. This is your host, John Batchelder, hoping you enjoyed Theater of Hits.